ravana chare chayo kunja bihare chayo chayo yamuna tiravana chare chayo kunja bihare jayo jayo radha madhava jayo kunja bihare Gopijana Balava Jayo Gire Bharadhari Jayo Gire Bharadhari Jayo Yashoda Nandana Jayo Braja Jana Ranjana Jayo Yashoda Yashoda Nandana Jayo Braja Jana Ranjana Jayo Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chare Chayo Kunja Bihare Chayo Chayo Yamuna Tiravana Chare Chayo Kunja Bihare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Jayo Kunja Vihari, Jayo Vishvapat Paramahansa Parivraja Acharya Totarasata Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Jaya Om Vishnupat Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Tutarasata Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Vaswami Sura Prabhupada Ki Nantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prince Kahosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Dham Ki, Shri Jagannath Puri Purukshottam Akshita Dham Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Yamuna Mai Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Shrimati Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki, Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki, Harinam Yagya Ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki, Itai Gora Primanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Sri Gauranga. Naram Chaiva Narottam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8, chapter 23, text 11 to 14. Okay, so we'll repeat the text 14 and I'll read the other verses first. Sri Suka Uvacha Agyam Bhagavato Rajam Prarado Balinasaha Vadanityamala Prakyo Murni Adaya Krita Jale Parikramyadi Purusham Sarvasura Chamupati Pranatas Tadanukyatak Pravivesha Mahabilam. Translation, text 11-12. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, accompanied by Bali Maharaj, my dear King Parikshit, Prahlad Maharaj, the master of all the chiefs of the demons, took the Supreme Lord's order on his head with folded hands. After saying yes to the Lord, circumambulating him and offering him respectful obeisances, he entered the lower planetary system known as Sutala. Text 13. अतहो शन सम्राजम हरि नारायणोत्तिके आसीनम ऋतिबीजम आसीनम ऋतिबीजम आदिये सदसि ब्रह्मवादिनम। ट्रांसलेशन: हरि, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, नारायण, thereafter addressed Shukra Acharya, who was sitting nearby in the midst of the assembly with the priest Brahma, Hota, Udgata and Advaryu. O Maharaj Parikshit, these priests were all Brahma bodies, followers of the Vedic principles for performing sacrifices. Text 14, now we can read together. Brahman Santanu Shisha, Brahman Santanu Shishya Sya, Karma Chidram Bitam Bataha, Yatat Karma Subhaishamyam, Pragma Drishtam Samam Bhavet, Brahman Santanu Shishyasya, Karma Chidram Bitam Vataha, Yattat Karma Subhaishamyam, Brahma Drishtam Samam Bhavet, Brahman Santanu Shishyasya, Karma Chidram Bitam Vata, Yattat Karma Subhaishamyam, Brahma Drishtam Samam Bhavet. Brahman, O Brahmana, Santanu, please describe Shishyasya of your disciple Karma Chidram, the discrepancies in the fruitive activities. Vitambataha, of he who was performing sacrifices. Yattat, that which, karmasu in the fruitive activities, vaishamyam discrepancy, brahmadrishtam, when it is judged by the brahmanas, samam equipoised, bhavet, it so becomes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O best of the Brahmanas, Shukra Acharya, please describe the fault or discrepancy in your disciple Bali Maharaj, who engaged in performing sacrifices. This fault will be nullified when judged in the presence of qualified brahmanas. Purport. When Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj had departed for the planet Sutala, Lord Vishnu asked Shukracharya what the fault was in Bali Maharaj for which Shukracharya had cursed him. It might be argued that since Bali Maharaj had now left the scene, how could his faults be judged? In reply to this, Lord Vishnu informed Shukracharya that there was no need for Bali Maharaj's presence, for his faults and discrepancies could be nullified if judged before the brahmanas, as will be seen in the next verse. Bali Maharaj had no faults. Shukracharya had unnecessarily cursed him. Nonetheless, this was better for Bali Maharaj. Being cursed by Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, with the result that the Supreme Personality of Godhead favored him for his strong faith in devotional service. Of course, a devotee is not required to engage in fruitive activities. As stated in the Shastra, Sarvar Hanam Achyuteja, Srimad Bhagavatam 4:31-14, by worshipping Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one satisfies everyone because Bali Maharaj had satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there were no discrepancies in his performance of sacrifices. Brahman Santanu Shishyasya Karmak Chidram Vitambataha Yattat karma suvaishamyam brahmadrishtam samam bhavet. O best of the brahmana Shukracharya, please describe the fault or discrepancy in your disciple Bali Maharaj, who engaged in performing sacrifices. This fault will be nullified when judged in the presence of qualified brahmanas. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shlakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayati Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunjavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Good morning, everyone. Hare Krishna. So here we, Lord Vishnu now is with Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj. At this point, he went to Sutala, landed with Prahlad Maharaj. And now is the time for reflection for Shukracharya, what happened, what he did. Because he is the Shukracharya's reformation. So the Lord is highlighting that, okay, Shukracharya, do you know what you did? You cursed Bali Maharaj. But whose fault is? So what Bali Maharaj did? He took shelter of me, of Krishna, Vishnu, and you cursed him. So we'll see in the... I don't want to talk about the next verse, but in any case, Prabhupada is giving a... is anticipating in the purport. So tomorrow will be the way that Shukracharya responds to this. But we can see that Shukracharya, the way he's behaving with his disciple is not befitting of a spiritual master, of a guru. No guru nasasyat, so the no nasasyat that the scripture Srimad Bhagavatam explains that one cannot become a guru or should not become a guru if he cannot free his dependents. Or in other words, a guru, if the guru doesn't, or a leader doesn't teach you to surrender to Krishna, then it's not a guru. And Shukracharya was giving an instruction, a non-Vaishnava instructions to Bali Maharaj. He actually taught Bali Maharaj that he should surrender to Vishnu in the beginning, in the theoretical teachings. There is a letter of Srila Prabhupada to answering questions about Bali Maharaj to Satsarupa Maharaj. At this point, the Bhagavad, the only canto that the devotees had access was the second canto, first and second canto, and the devotees were typing the third canto. But Satsarupa Maharaj was one of the devotees who was doing transcription from the recordings of Srila Prabhupada, so they knew many things in the recording. So they have questions when they were transcribing Bhagavatam. They have questions for Srila Prabhupada, and in this case, Satsarupa Maharaj is asking many questions about the background of Bali Maharaj. So Srila Prabhupada is telling him that, yes, that Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, but he was also very aggressive, like Hiranyakashipu. He conquered all the world. In other words, the way Prabhupada is describing Bali Maharaj, he doesn't describe him as a devotee before meeting with Vamanadev. And Shukracharya, Prabhupada used to describe him to as an example of a seminal acharya, those acharyas who become gurus because of family connections, which is not a bona fide way of becoming a guru. It's through the transcendental transmission of knowledge. And there is in an article in a BTG, some devotees did a research in the Vamana Purana, and they mentioned that even Prahlad Maharaj, when he told Bali Maharaj about the advent of Vamanadeva, the Vishnu was born in the family of the demigods, immediately Vali Maharaja said, who is this Vishnu? I will conquer him. And Prahlad Maharaj chastised him and cursed him that he will lose all his opulence. And but the, of course, these curses of pure devotees are blessings, because finally he surrendered. So also Sukracharya, he during when I will read this, so you can, it's very, it's interesting. And also this is from the Nrisimha Purana, also from the VTG article that the devotees did a research on Vali Maharaj. It is said that when Vali was about to pour water into Vamanadeva's hands, after Vali Maharaj, Vamanadeva have give his steps. So Sukracharya reduced his body with his mystic powers, because he was very powerful. He had mystic powers. So that's one way that many materialistic person become powerful, and they have followers, because they can do, they have something that ordinary people don't have. So he entered the vessel and blocked the hole from which the stream would come out. No, he didn't allow the water to come out. But Vamanadeva inserted a straw into the hole and struck the eye of Sukracharya, who was left painting. No? Ah! See, who left, and he left, you know, Sukracharya in pain. So the water then flowed freely into the lotus hands of Lord Vamanadeva. And then in the saying in the Nrisimha Purana, it's explained that to repent his mistake, Sukracharya performed austerities by standing in the Ganges river with upraised hands, his mind concentrated on Lord Vamana. He recited prayers in honor of the Lord who appeared on the scene and asked why he had been prayed to. Sukracharya begged forgiveness from the Lord for trying to dissuade Vali from following the Lord's wish. So this way it seems that Sukracharya also got mercy. So the Krishna not only gave mercy to Vali Maharaj, but also to Sukracharya somehow, because he could understand the offense. So through this, I'm mentioning this to show that Sukracharya, he knew who Vishnu was. And going back to the letter of Srila Prabhupada, he explained also in the letters to Sapsaru Maharaj that Sukracharya instructed Lord Vamanadev to about the glories of Vishnu, to surrender to Vishnu, but only in theory, because when it came the moment of applying it, he gave an opposite instruction. So when Vali Maharaj heard that you shouldn't give this because he's Vishnu, he will take everything, all your opulence, Vali Maharaj, he could see the contradiction of instructions. So first he used to teach him about Vishnu, and now he's saying that you shouldn't surrender to Vishnu. So this is another characteristic of materialistic people using the scriptures without integrity. So you can learn all the Vaishnava's scriptures and even live in a temple and be dressed as a Vaishnava, but when the scripture compromise your own enjoyment, like in the case of Sukracharya, he knew that he would also lose opulence if Vali Maharaj would give everything. So then you twist the scriptures or try to change the instructions. Like that happens sometimes in families of devotees who are born in India, and so their parents teach them about Krishna, but when they want to become brahmacharis and live in the temple, and then the parents say, no, don't do that. How you can do this to us? And they taught them about Krishna all their life, because that will compromise also the need someone who the children to give them money, you know? I mean, there is, I'm not trying to criticize, just trying to make a point here, because we don't know every situation, but this is just to highlight that sometimes happens that we talk about God, Krishna, etc. to someone, but then that person wants to surrender, but is compromising nothing. We say, no, better don't do it. And that is lack of academic or integrity in the scriptures. And it's very easy to misuse scriptures. Use them. They are very powerful. Knowledge is powerful. So it can be used to enlighten people, but also to use people, you know, for our own convenience. So I will read a part of the letter. Srila Prabhupada, he said, Shukracharya, as a spiritual master of Bali, taught him that everything should be offered to Vishnu. But when Vishnu actually appeared before Bali, he was afraid of Bali Maharaj's charitable disposition. He warned Bali Maharaj that this Vamana Deva had come there to take everything from him in the shape of charity. Therefore, he should not promise him to give anything. This advice revolted Bali Maharaj because he was formally instructed that everything should be offered to Vishnu. Now, why Shukracharya was asking him not to act by his previous instructions? Shukracharya was afraid of his own position. He was living at the cost of Bali Maharaj. So if Vamana Deva would take away everything from Bali Maharaj, he was thinking how he would live. That is a materialistic temperament. The materialistic does not want to serve or to give to Vishnu, because he thinks that by giving away to Vishnu, he will be put into poverty-stricken condition. This is a materialistic estimation, but actually that is not the fact, as it will be evidenced by the dealing of Bali Maharaj and Vamana Deva. So this letter is from July 1968. And again, what's the difference between someone who talks about, understand, or has some understanding of Krishna, of scriptures, or even is expert in doing rituals in the technical aspects of the scriptures, and a pure devotee? The difference is faith. Faith, because Shukracharya, he was assuming that by, if in theory he knows that Krishna is the all-in-all, he's Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, but because he's concerned with the world, everything, he's thinking that by serving Vishnu he will lose something, although in theory it's not like that. So his faith was very weak, but Bali Maharaj's faith was really strong. Komali is called the faith of a neophyte. So for Bali Maharaj, he knew that he didn't care. He cared only about, okay, I will surrender. He understood, okay, here is Vishnu. He's the source of everything. So there is nothing to fear. I surrender to him. And he was willing to lose everything, even reputation. It was a very painful surrender in the sense of the struggle that he went through, to being humiliated, you know, by all his family members all day in front of all the soldiers. But because he knew that this is Krishna, no, he will protect like Arjuna, no, Sarvadharman Paritejan. No, Krishna told Arjuna, I will protect you for all reactions, no, when you take the decision, you make the decision of surrender to me. So Lord Vishnu took everything from Bali Maharaj except the free will. Because the only thing that Bali Maharaj possessed after Lord Vishnu took everything was the capacity to surrender or not surrender to Vamanadeva. And that free will is reflected in faith, in how strong is your faith. So although everyone was advising the opposite, especially his spiritual master, he surrendered his free will to Lord Vamanadeva, and finally he achieved the supreme goal, supreme happiness, and he became a devotee called Mahajan. He became one of the greatest, 12 greatest authorities of devotional service, just by this act of surrender, and an emblem of Atmanivedanam, an example in Srimad Bhagavatam of one who surrenders everything to the Lord. I will read another part of the Prabhupada's letter. The materialistic way of worshipping, is talking Prabhupada, materialists are always careful for maintaining his material status quo first, and then please Vishnu. Although they profess to be devotees of Vishnu, therefore the Krishna consciousness persons are greater than such materialistic worshippers. Materialist persons perform all pious activities or devotional activities for some material gain, and as soon as there is any hindrance in the path of material gain, they at once become demon. Therefore, bhakti means without any material desires. That is the sign of pure devotee. He has no motive to satisfy his material desire by devotional service. So these are actually very important point and instruction. Although the scripture has this way of teaching that they are pointing to others, so we can read and accept. So in this case, we are exposing Sukracharya, but actually the way to read Srimad Bhagavatam is that we have to see the Sukracharya in us, in this case. And the same, in this letter, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the materialistic way of worshipping. So a way that is useful, this statement, is when we think, okay, I may be doing this, so we can do a reflection. And otherwise, it becomes something that you read, oh, the materialistic people doing like this. And so it's when the faith is very weak. The Nectar of Devotion described as Kanishta Adhikari. And the Acharyas explain that when the faith is weak, there is a tendency to being unable to take shelter of devotees. Why? Because your faith is weak, so you cannot trust in others. And even you can find faults in great devotees, you cannot even recognize. So that's the main problem. And therefore it is advised that when we begin devotional service, and actually during all our path, we have association of devotees that somehow can help us. But this strong sense of I and mine is very strong in the beginning of devotional service. So even if it takes, it can take a, it will take to go through the whole process of sadhana bhakti to make this sense of I and mine toward yukta vairagya, or start thinking in terms of I am Krishna's, no? And not Krishna's energy is mine. So therefore, it's very risky. Prabhupada said that we should somehow or other get out of this platform of weak faith or Kanishta Adhikari, because it's a very complex situation. Since at this level, you can commit many offenses with in dealings with devotional service, with devotees, etc. So then it's very difficult to advance. And there are many results that come due to bad relationship among devotees in the beginning that can hamper your spiritual life for always. No? So it's very, you can say, it's fundamental that at the beginning we need to advance, we need knowledge. Therefore, the first things that the devotees learn is what to avoid, no? How to behave in front of the spiritual master, in front of the deities, so you can advance. And also, you need knowledge so your faith becomes stronger. And you need association of higher association so the devotees also can strengthen your faith. But when you are learning all these items of sadhana bhakti, it's fundamental to have some faith, you know? And this is called that initial faith can make the path easier than if we reject those items of sadhana bhakti as superficial or artificial, you know? And then if we don't practice those items as the scriptures are teaching us and the acharyas, it's not, practically there is no way to advance. So whatever advancement you do in bhakti is just a sad product of bhakti. No? So you can get maybe a better job, or you can get some good health, or some material product, but you don't get the deepness of devotional service. Because the only thing that strengthens your faith are all these sub-product results. So then the only way that Krishna has, if you are sincere, is to somehow to take out all the things that are creating obstacles in you. Like in the case of Bali Maharaj, he was very proud of his position. So that didn't work for him. But it wasn't like Prahlad Maharaj. In the case of Prahlad Maharaj, he had opulence, but he wasn't proud. So, but Krishna, because he loved Bali Maharaj, especially Prahlad Maharaj, and he was his grandson, he took everything away. So that was the only way he could surrender. But he was a great devotee in cover. But we don't have to get to that situation, to the point that Krishna has to take everything from us in order to surrender, because we may not be that kind of devotee. So Krishna takes things away, we may even go farther away from Krishna. So this teaching of the scriptures are for us. So we are learning about pure devotional service, So how we can practice pure devotional service and not practice devotional service that is pleasing to me? And when devotional service becomes not pleasing to me, then I become a demon. I'm another person. For we have example of Kamsa. Kamsa, he was a follower of the Vedas, and he was very respectful of tradition. So for instance, he was driving Devaki and Vasudeva when they got married, because she was his sister, and he was doing like all kind of arrangements, very nice arrangement for them. He treated his sister in a very respectful way and very affectionate toward his sister. But at the point when he heard about his sister having a son that then will be the cause of his death, then he didn't think even twice. He transformed himself in a matter of seconds. So from being a very affectionate brother, he turned into a serial killer practically. He took the sword and was ready to kill her without any thinking. So it's pretty bewildering, you know? You're affectionate at one point, then at the next, you are completely the opposite. So like us, no, we can be like a very devotional, you know, at one point, but then something happened, like comes, and I'm hearing like, okay, this person actually may be the cause of your distress or something, and then character changes immediately. You know? And that happens also in the life of sadhakas. You know? We're very friendly. No, in terms when things are working, and then when something is not working, we... It's like, I think it was Pralamba Sura, no? He transformed into a cowherd boy. You know, he was just like a regular cowherd boy. He had a different intention. His intention wasn't pleasing Baladev or Krishna. But at one point, he was in the team that lost in the game of Gopas. So the team that lost has to take in their shoulder the other Gopas. So Pralamba Sura, he arranged so he took... So Balaram was over him on his shoulders. So he was just looking like a regular cowherd boy, and it was like funny, and Sri Balaram was on his shoulders. So this, at one point, this Pralamba Sura started deviating from the path in the forest and taken to kill Balaram. But Balaram noticed something strange, so he started becoming more heavy and heavy and heavy. And so heavy that at one point, Pralamba Sura became the demon that he was, not the little child. So he exploded, no? And then Balaram killed him. But that's happened sometimes with myself. Like you're very happy, you know, like practicing devotional service, and then devotional service turned more heavy. Balaram, you know, the instruction of the spiritual master, the guru, becomes more and more and more heavy. So I'm pointing so heavy, I cannot hold it! And we react, you know, and then our own little demon comes out, you know, and then the job of the guru or the mentors is to kill that demon inside. But it's a way that it comes. Therefore, in training in spiritual life, in the beginning, there are many challenges we can see. Here, Shukracharya and Bali Maharaj both have a challenging situation. In this case, Bali Maharaj showed the best. You know, he was ready to surrender to Krishna, but Shukracharya, he showed the worst. No? He was even doing his best to avoid Bali Maharaj to surrender to Vishnu. These are some one point that I wanted to make. We can stop here. And if there is some comments.
Was it's surprising with Shukracharya because he was the spiritual master of the family also during Hiranyakashipu's reign, and his sons Sandana and Marga was the teachers of Prahlad Maharaj, and obviously they were not teaching Vishnu because Hiranyakashipu was, you know, he couldn't hear the word Vishnu. So he saw Nrisingadev, he saw the whole thing with Lord Nrisingadev, and he didn't learn the lesson, it looks like, you know, I mean, with the past tense of Lord Vamanadev, because he still remained as the spiritual master. I'm assuming if he was the spiritual master of the family with Bali Maharaj, he was the spiritual master through Prahlad Maharaj reign and Virochan reign and like that. So although he was teaching, as you said, that Lord, you know, sacrifice must be done for Lord Vishnu throughout, so that he learned, but he didn't really absorb it. So it's surprising. Yes. Even by seeing the amazing pastimes of Lord Nrisingadev, seeing that Lord Nrisingadev wiped the whole Hiranyakashipu and his army, and seeing how Prahlad Maharaj pacified Lord Nrisingadev and, you know, got the benediction of Lord Nrisingadev, he still didn't fully learn the lesson, and now finally he's sort of coming to, it looks like he's going to come to his senses. We'll see tomorrow, as you say.
Yes, tomorrow. Some realization he has. Thank you.
One thing that reminded me, I can't remember exactly what the verse says. Maybe you can help me remember something about in the Bhagavad Gita, comparing doubts to demons. Is that a verse?
Prabhupada's purport.
So it seems like that's the spiritual masters and the senior devotees' duty to help younger devotees overcome their doubts. And the way that you explained it was really nice. Sometimes it gets super heavy, then all of a sudden it comes out in the form of somewhat whatever, like difficulty. But that's like our inner doubts are coming out. Is that a proper conception?
Yeah, the doubts also are proper teach that are like demons. Not in the sense that the capacity to ask questions is bad. Of course, we need to have questions, but those questions are not presented to the spiritual master, no? Resolved. They act like demons because they weaken our faith. So that, like, Arjuna had doubts that he was presenting to the spiritual master, and therefore this is can be the spiritual master is killing the doubts of the disciple, no? Killing this demon doubt. That's just, did I answer the question?
Yeah, can I ask, so if we're having difficulty like surrendering to senior devotees and things like that, we can understand that we have not a very strong faith in Krishna. It's like sometimes there's this conception that like I can surrender to Krishna without surrendering to senior devotees. But is that an exhibition of like weak faith? Or,
So you mean that sometimes we think that we are surrendering to Krishna, but we don't surrender to those who are serving Krishna. Yeah, this is like Vimukta maninada, you think yourself liberated, but actually you're still under the spell of illusion. So this is not the process that is recommended in the scriptures. Scripture recommend that you surrender to Guru, and Guru gives Krishna. You pray to Krishna, and Krishna gives you Guru, all the devotees. Because the deities don't take the role of teaching you in the way that Guru does. So Guru is Paramatma, you know, the external representation of Paramatma. His duty is to instruct the disciple. And the deities, when you go in front of the deities, you can pray, you know, there are meant so you can pray, you can focus in the deities, but the one who will instruct you and correct will be the devotees. The deity can give you inspiration, but if you don't serve the devotees, don't please the devotees, the deities are not pleased. I mean, it's not the process. But they are merciful always. So even though if you are struggling with surrendering to the devotees, you can go to the deities and pray to them that give me the strength to, so I can overcome this tendency and live among devotees joyfully. But if you go to the deities and you tell the deities like this, these devotees are all rascal or low class, no, I'm your only servant, you know, then probably, I don't know how the deities will react. But this is not the approach, this is the illusion. But of course, we all have shelter. You know, even if you take to devotional service, it's never a loss, even if you make mistakes. Because if you are surrendering to Krishna, even if you commit offenses, still you did right in starting the process of devotional service. In one point, you will succeed if you continue the life after life. But that's not the process of pure devotional service that Prabhupada teaches. So this is one of the Ramanujacharya, one of the strongest points that he made during his preaching that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took was service to the devotees, no? Relationship. And so it's very difficult to, the process becomes very, very painful. So you and the deity only, no? You and Krishna. Long, very. You want to make a point?
Hare Krishna, thank you. It's pretty loud. This is an important point, so I appreciate your class. I'm getting a lot of feedback, so I don't need a mic probably. You made a very nice points. One of the points I like to appreciate and comment on, and maybe you could expand on it, is that you said Shukracharya was preaching Vishnu Bhakti, but then when it came to surrender to Vishnu, you made the point that people use the scriptures to when it comes to compromising their own enjoyment, they like to use the scriptures to facilitate that enjoyment. And one principle that I realize in my own consciousness when we're associating with devotees that one of our main philosophies is to honor the devotees, to respect the devotees. And we can see that we won't disrespect the spiritual master if we want to get initiated. But we can see that if I feel that nobody's could help me in my Krishna consciousness, then I don't mind dishonoring and disrespecting. I realize that in my own consciousness. And that's the tendency. If somebody could do something for you, then I respect you. If I think you can do something for me, then I don't respect you. And one point I appreciate is from, I think it's an important lesson for everyone. Krishna Arjuna partially gave it a class about it when she made the point that she came across a large sum of money when she was a Brahmacharini, I believe, a while ago. So, and she said she came across a large sum of money, and then everyone started to be nice to her. And one of the most funny points she didn't mention in class, I thought was very important. She said that it wasn't a criticism, but it's to watch our own conscience. Even some householders came up to her and said, it is the duty, I thought this was funny, it's the duty of the brahmacharis and brahmacharinis to maintain the householders. They actually made that point. And so my question is, I was sharing our appreciation on what Prabhupada, I didn't remember this at the time, but one answer to Prabhupada is related to your point. He said that this is the pastime Gaur Govinda Maharaj, when Radhanath Maharaj, after Gaur Govinda Maharaj left his body, Radhanath Maharaj had a glorification answering Krishna Arjuna's question. It's a very nice point. So he was explaining Gaur Govinda's meaning of Prabhupada. So when Gaur Govinda Maharaj met Prabhupada, Prabhupada told Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he wasn't a Maharaj at the time, he said, start an ISKCON, you know, temple in Bhubaneswar, India, in the forest. And so Gaur Govinda Maharaj says, oh yes, Prabhupada, I would be happy to start an ISKCON. And so he said, Prabhupada, all I just need is, you know, resources, some money, some this, some that. And Prabhupada said, no. Why? Because he was trying to increase his faith. You were mentioning that. Shraddha Shabde Vishwakai Sudhirananishoy Krishna Bhati Koila Savakama Krita Hoy. That one's faith and advancement is Krishna consciousness, one's that only by Krishna Bhati, Krishna take care of me. Not that I respect people if they could do something for me. So that's kind of essentially going to your point. Maybe you could expand on it a little bit. I mean, I already wanted to just share my appreciation of what Prabhupada said. And When we do something for others, I mean, it's very demoniac consciousness, is that it's very easy to, when we need something from somebody, like, my whole response is that when we, Krishna's, of course, give him a memory, but basically when we offer I forgot my whole point, but that's essentially my session, is that we only respect people when we need something from them. And so how to give up that demoniac consciousness is that in that Krishna take care of me no matter what, how to develop that faith. You were mentioning that faith. So, I mean, forgive me for going long, but when there's always opposition, I can't think straight always. So when you want to send around off your all your all, and just, you know, everyone has their own trials and tribulations in life. So that's why I feel like it doesn't matter what people say. I'm gonna offer my appreciations of Prabhupada, you know, 2 minutes. So when there's opposition, you know, there's gonna be disagreements between devotees, and that's okay. I respect everyone and offer my respects to everyone. But when everyone's trying to stop you from offering your respects or gratitude, then, because it's not just for me, it's for everyone. So when we offer our respects in the public, it's not just for people, it's not just for us, it's for our own benefit. So maybe you could explain some of that point of offering honor and respect to people without motivation, free from motivation, any motivation. So forgive me for that, but obviously circumstances facilitated me going longer than I should have.
Okay, is there any other question also? Devotees? Otherwise, Okay, I understood what you were saying before. Very nice point. But the last part I didn't get quite right. And so, yeah, but yes, yes. In any case, when it comes to offer respect, like there shouldn't be much questions. We just offer respect. So either motivations you cannot always manage, but you can manage your behavior. So we can offer always respect, and then by practicing this is sadhana bhakti, by practicing the Vaishnava etiquette. we become purified in terms of offering respect. We are not, we cannot expect everyone to be like perfect, no, with all the, so the, this is the process of the point I was making, that in our spiritual life in the beginning we our heart is not clean, so there will be a lot of faults, like sometimes we will be instructed and then the demon is coming, no, the bad qualities come out, so that's okay, but as far as we understand what's going on, as far as we know, oh, this is not proper, I have to overcome this. It's, otherwise, it becomes, we are, if we are not understanding what is going on with us, we are thinking that those behaviors are okay, no? And we place ourselves as victims of the attack of other devotees, and that's why that weak faith is very dangerous. But when we see through the eyes of scriptures of other devotees, everything that is happening to us is an arrangement of Krishna. It's Krishna's arrangement. He said, you know, that Maya Dakshina Prakriti, that this whole creation is moving under his will. So if we try to meditate on these basic points, it helps us to overcome. But if we are not using the knowledge, and then sometimes we speak, and then we act differently, but we don't reflect. So the point is that we should be, we should accept the devotees, and don't reject the devotees because they may present faults, or don't laugh at them, anything, but the devotee, whoever is, we are, when we are beginners, we have to understand that we are in a process of cleaning our heart, and we need help. You know? We need help of other devotees. Otherwise, we cannot. Without the help of at least a mentor, someone, it's practically not. No way we can make a proper advancement. So that was the point. And in this case, Pali Maharaj, he surrendered to Vishnu, but because he has a strong faith, and the example of Sukracharya was the opposite. He didn't have faith. And Srila Prabhupada, ki jai.